across there.
In the backyard of his house in southeast England, Roger Minty shows me how to use a metal detector.
The cross is giving a bigger signal than the coin.
Sweeping the machine over the ground in front of him like a vacuum cleaner, he listens intently to the tones it emits.
That pitch of that, I mean, that's...
For Minty, metal detecting was just a hobby until 30 years ago. While scanning the ground in an old schoolyard, he struck gold, literally.
I removed a piece of what I thought was land drain and I saw two groats. I pulled away another piece of land drain and suddenly saw all these coins stacked vertically in concentric circles.
Minty had detected 6,705 gold and silver coins dating back to the Middle Ages, a find now officially called the Reigate Hoard.
I think then I just about said, what on earth is this? And go weak at the knees and think, what the hell am I supposed to do now?
Minty handed the find over to the authorities. Some coins were distributed to museums, but the rest were returned to him.
And how much did you end up making from it?
About 184,000, which in 1992 wasn't too bad, really.
It's estimated that there are now more than 10,000 metal detector users in England and Wales alone, and they've been making an impact. In 2011, close to 1 million artefacts were found by hobbyists. Nearly 1,000 of those were treasure or precious metals found by metal detector users. But not everyone is pleased.
It doesn't matter.
Archaeologist Christos Zeroyannis is one of those concerned. He says the amateur archaeologists are damaging important sites.
Every object has an amazing historical value, especially when it's found in its actual and original archaeological context. If something is extracted violently from its original context, then this cannot be reconstructed.
Metal detecting does have some unscrupulous practitioners. The so-called nighthawks are known to trespass on land and steal artefacts. Among the most serious examples, a Roman-British temple site in Surrey was ransacked repeatedly in the 1980s. It's estimated up to 20,000 historical objects were removed and sold worldwide. And experts say it's all too easy to sell finds to dealers who don't check whether they're obtained legitimately. There have been calls for increased penalties for handling looted antiquities. Archaeologist Christos Zeroyannis says the solution is simple. Ban all metal detecting completely.
I am sure that there are several people who are operating metal detectors and they do it just for excitement. But the destruction that they generate is really big. And it is an unfortunate phenomenon that it is still legal.
But not everyone agrees they should be banned.
Metal detectorists, by their very nature, go to different places than what archaeologists would.
Dr. Michael Lewis is with the British Museum's Portable Antiquities Department.
Most metal detectorists will metal detect on plough land. So, for example, this is land that's in cultivation, constantly being disrupted. So, in some ways, what metal detecting is doing is recovering objects in those sorts of places. So, if those finds are recorded, they can actually add to our understanding of the archaeology.
Dr. Lewis shows me through the British Museum's collection of pilgrim badges.
Well, the one at the top is a really important shrine.
The world's first souvenirs, these were sold to visitors at religious shrines in the Middle Ages. Though hundreds of thousands of badges were made, now only a few remain. Many, he says, were found by amateurs.
There's lots of categories of objects that aren't very, very common at all through archaeological excavation. And pilgrim's badges, for example, is one of those sorts of objects.
You have to swing the machine.
Roger Minty agrees that amateurs have an important role to play, including finding things that have been missed by the professionals.
Many medieval early coins, especially small halfpennies and farthings, are now being revealed that they existed when maybe 20 years ago people didn't realise that. These are quite often very small and difficult to find. Often they'd be missed on an archaeological dig. So I would agree, yes, I think metal detecting has made a tremendous amount of difference.
And as long as hunting for buried treasure remains a desire rooted deep within us, the hobby won't be going away anytime soon. Jean Di Marino, CBC News, London.